Unit 2. Traditional Medicine. In 1974, the United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO, adopted a new policy. WHO tried to encourage all countries in the Third World to develop their own traditional forms of medicine instead of looking toward Western medicine for expensive cures to medical problems. There were many people who looked down on this new policy, but WHO felt it was the most reasonable solution to the large health problems facing poor countries. WHO believed that the people in third world countries who could not afford or find modern medical doctors were better off using traditional medicine rather than no medicine at all. Since that time, countries like Burma, Nigeria, and Peru have established training courses in which doctors trained in Western practices and traditional medicine men can exchange ideas and medical techniques. Also, the establishment of the International Association of Folk Medicine has helped lead the way to a wider acceptance of traditional medical techniques. Many of these medical techniques include the use of plants, insects, and a variety of other creatures to prevent or to cure disease. Traditional medicine has been used to help stop the spread of the disease schistosomiasis. People who drink dirty water can get this disease from a small worm which lives in snails found in the water. This is a major medical problem faced by more than 300 million people around the world. One symptom of schistosomiasis is dehydration, or severe loss of water. This disease also damages the liver and can kill a person if not treated. Through traditional medicine, scientists in Egypt discovered a kind of plant that kills the water snails which carry this disease. Today, this plant is grown near water sources in many third world countries. Garlic, a common plant found around the world, also seems to have many medicinal uses. It has been known for a long time that garlic kills harmful bacteria, but modern experiments have proven that this plant can also greatly affect a person's blood. Scientists in both Japan and Germany found that garlic can lower blood cholesterol and fight heart disease in people who have high-fat diets. One doctor in Spain also found that garlic helps the body take in vitamin B from food. Other experiments have found that garlic thins a person's blood, and if it is eaten every day, garlic can reduce a person's risk of having a stroke. Other traditional cures include a plant from Guatemala, which doctors in the United States now use to help people who suffer from one kind of blood disease. In China, medicine made from mushrooms can be used to fight skin problems. Pieces of papaya, a tropical fruit, can be used to fight infection when placed over a cut. As well, a plant from Africa has been found useful in fighting malaria. The list of natural remedies goes on and on. Even as Western medicine takes a second look at these traditional techniques, many people still find fault with the use of traditional medicine. Modern drugs produced artificially from chemicals are still very popular in industrialized countries. However, these modern drugs are too expensive for many people in third world countries. Natural medicines and traditional practices may prove to be the only affordable solution in order to provide health care for everyone around the world.